This is Margaret speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Margaret. This is Judah. How are you?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
Doing quite well. Long time no speak. We haven't spoken in a while.
Yeah.
What are you up to these days?
Listening to the video and still working on Sandata.
Oh, for the EDD.
Mm-hmm.
I have a few questions for you.
Okay.
By the way, I have about 65 active patients, right? Or so?
Say that again.
We have about 60, 65 active patients that I was billing for. Question is, on a daily basis, who goes in and checks to make sure everyone clocks in?
I think that would be Rachel, because she's over the schedules.
Okay. So what falls under your purview?
When I come in, I go over the care notes. Check everybody's care notes and make sure it's signatures and they're going by the care plan.
Okay, when you say care notes, just elaborate for me. How do the care notes get in?
After each shift, each of their shifts, at the end of the shift, they have to put down pretty much what they did from the time they arrived to the end of their shift. Like, say, for instance, I went in with Mr. Hendrick and pretty much I mopped, swept the floors, and we talked for a while. He said he had an upcoming appointment that was on the 20th. Yeah.
They document that as a note?
Uh-huh. They pretty much tell everything that went on. And then,
guys are clocking in and clocking out, they have to write the notes, right?
Mm-hmm. They have to write the notes because they have to get sent over. To pretty much, if the case managers wanted to, for instance, a certain day, I would have to pull that note up for they could see what happened that day and if they got service and everything.
So what are you checking for when you review it?
I'm checking for everything. Make sure the client is fine and any changes that may have happened, because I also report it into the notes, or if it's anything serious, I'll always let Perla know. Perla will reach out to the clients.
Yeah, so any clinical issue that you see in the notes, you report to Perla.
I'll report it to Perla.
I'm just writing this down. Okay. Who does monthly calls with the patient, like on a consistent basis? Is that you?
And who does what?
Do you ever reach out to the patient?
Sometimes I reach out to the patients, the clients. Sometimes I reach out to them just to make sure they're okay. Like, say, for instance, Miss Candace Hunt had failed the other day, so I just kind of gave her a call to make sure she was okay and if she was fine, which is, she said it didn't happen when the caregiver was there, was while she was by herself. But I still gave her a call, and I also let Perla know and put it in the notes that Miss Hunt had failed.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
And on the EVV, who teaches the caregivers how to clock in and out properly, you or Rachel?
And orientation is being taught that to be clock in and out.
Right, but let's say we got a new case that starts today. Orientation to teach them today. So tomorrow, the case is supposed to start tomorrow. So who makes sure that John Smith, the caregiver, clocked in at 9 o'clock?
Rachel will.
So she goes through every single case every day?
Pretty much, to see if they're clocked in or out. Or if I come on board the next day and I see that they haven't clocked in, I will let Rachel know, like, hey, this person didn't clock in or this person didn't clock out.
Okay. Is there a report that I could see that has, let's just say, all the visits that are scheduled for today and that I could see throughout the day, like a running list of who's, if they clocked in, if they didn't clock in?
You would have to get on Access Care and you would see everybody that clocks in and out.
Perfect. So I'm at Access Care. Where do I look?
Basically, you will go up on the tab bar where it says Access Care, where it says scheduling.
Okay.
And then you'll go down to real-time review, and it pulls up everybody that's on.
Okay, let me check. Okay, scheduling, real-time review. Okay, I'm here. Okay, so if I want to see today, okay, is there a way to view it in time order?
No, it should have all of the clients down, and basically for today, which is the 19th, you will go under the 19th, and you will see some shifts that's completed, some shifts that's in progress, some shifts that's been missed, and some of them that's are assigned.
Great, but if, all right, I see that per patient. But let's say I want to see all this. I want it to be in order of, let's say, starting from 8 a.m. going all the way down. How do I see that?
You would have to ask Rachel that question. I never did that part.
Got it. Okay. Very good. Amazing. Okay. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.